Hey, this is Nick Tropiano with the Anaheim Angels, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
Major League Baseball playoffs are off and rolling. How about that game last night? Six runs in the first inning between the Yankees and the Twins, and the Yankees bulldoze their way to an 8-3 victory. They now move on, and they'll get a crack at the Cleveland Indians next. Tonight, we have another one-game playoff. The Colorado Rockies on the road to take on the Arizona Diamondbacks, and we are going to talk more Major League Baseball right now. Bring in Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher. Now he's an analyst for NBC Sports Bay Area. Bill, always a pleasure. I thank you once again for making time for us here.
Yeah, what a great time of the year right now. You know, the wild card games are starting. Yesterday, a great game in the Bronx, New York, battling with Minnesota with the first inning was just unbelievable. And today, I'm looking forward to today's National League game. I think these two teams are so good and they're so hot at the right time, and that's Colorado at Arizona. I think the Dodgers are going to have a handful with either one of these two teams winning.
You know, Bill, I think there's a lot of beauty in the fact that a 162-game season that starts in April and it actually comes to a close, you know, the late September, early October, and you have one game to continue that season. I mean, you're one of the top five teams in your league throughout the entire 162-game season, and you have one more game to prove it. I don't know about you, but I really dig this format in Major League Baseball. It makes for a lot of fun, doesn't it?
It sure does, and, you know, it goes right into, like, this is the seventh game, and that's how they have to approach it. This is a do-or-die game, inning-to-inning, pitch-to-pitch. It's a one-time game, and to advance to the next round against the best team, who had the best record, as I say, the Yankees are going now to Cleveland, and now the winner of Colorado and Arizona have to go to L.A., so I think the National League, it's a little different because Arizona and Colorado both played L.A. 19 times already, so they definitely know the roster. They definitely know the parameters of both teams. But at the same, it's a seven-game series, so you're going to be bouncing back and forth. I think the second round is going to have some great matchups, Houston or Boston at Houston starting, and then on the other hand, Chicago at Washington. I think that's going to be a good series, too.
Bill, let's start by talking about last night's game, and you mentioned it. I mean, the first inning was a thriller for the Twins and the Yankees. I'll tell you what, just it's somewhat mind-boggling. I mean, this shows dominance last night. The Yankees scored 8 runs off of 9 hits and 8 RBIs. I mean, that is some excellent offensive baseball, and I know that Cleveland has been just, you know, lights out over the last couple of months. I get that, but that right there is definitely some heavy momentum for the Yankees to carry into the next round.
Oh, totally. And, you know, I just look at their bullpen, and their bullpen are all unsung heroes. They're all young guys that throw 98, 99, and then you back it up with Chapman. But I just think the middle of that rotation, the middle guys coming in the fifth, sixth, seventh innings are going to play such a big part of this championship series with Cleveland. It's going to be a good game right off the bat, and I think that first game is going to show the momentum with the Yankees, or if Cleveland can totally just drown them out at home in Cleveland. Now, of course, Cleveland is playing so well. Of course, the 22-game stretch where they won 22 in September, they had beaten the Yankees twice or three times in that series. So in that 22 games, so that's going to pay off. But it's a whole new game now. It's a whole new drama series, you know, whole new faces. Who's going to be the hero? Who's going to step up? And at the same time tonight, Colorado and Arizona, good game right on top.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Fantastic game. And I'll tell you, at the beginning of the season, I think you and I even had this conversation, Bill. In the state of Utah, you know, you do have some Rocky followers. And the big knock, at least in my mind, I gave them no chance to win the NL West at the beginning of the season. I thought Colorado's best chance would be to sneak into the wild card. And then you start looking at the probable teams that they could go toe-to-toe with. In a one-game playoff, I just don't give Colorado the advantage from a starting pitching aspect of it. Tonight, John Gray, who's been good this season, no doubt about it, but he goes up against Zach Greinke on the road. And this has always been my one knock on the Rockies. I know it's a best of seven, but from a one-on-one pitching standpoint, boy, they're at a big disadvantage tonight.
I agree. And the other topper of that is Greinke, 13-1 at Arizona at home. So you tell me if he doesn't pitch to that ballpark the way you should. He's just that drama-filled pitcher that just, you know, pretty much puts a stopper on every inning. He's so good with runners on base and just a great year that he put on top. And, of course, this is the guy they spent all the money on, and this is what he's supposed to do for them. Get them to the playoffs. Get them to the World Series. And this game's going to take a lot to it. I've heard that Arizona has sold out the game, which is pretty cool. Arizona, just like you and I always talk about the fair weather fans, here they are, just like the Yankees yesterday, packed the house. It was so funny because some of the players were like, this felt like a college football game atmosphere, because they said it never was so loud during the season like it was yesterday in New York. So we're going to see this, I think, in all home parks. I think the home fans are going to start coming out and supporting these teams and getting on the bandwagon to try to win the World Series. But there's no really given winner. I just don't see one team that says, oh, man, these guys are the favorite. I don't know how you feel about that, but I just don't.
Honestly, looking at it, I felt like the Cubs, I keep waiting for them to wake up and be the Chicago Cubs that I envisioned them being at the beginning of the season. It hasn't gotten to that point yet. I know what the Dodgers are capable of, but I also know what they're capable of. And I say that, you know, it's a gift and a curse. We know that this team can go out and run like a well-oiled machine, and then they lose 16 out of 17 games in the National League.
Yep.
The Nationals,
yep.
It's a bag of mixed nuts in Washington. And, you know, just to point this out, because again, while I give the Diamond backs the odds, you know, the big advantage tonight against the Rockies, at the same time, this Rocky lineup holds Charlie Blackmon, DJ LeMahieu, and Nolan Arenado. All three of those guys are batting 309 or better. So this Rockies lineup can't hit the ball. I it's a free for all, I think, Bill, in the National League.
I agree with you. And what is the Dodgers going to do the next step? Are they going to be strong enough with all of their failures in September and the 6-21 record they threw out one time? Are they going to look into that and say, here we are? Or are they going to look at the 91 wins they had before they went on the block? So I just don't understand what the Dodgers can do differently. They're going to attack. They got a great lineup, of course. And it leads off with Kershaw. And, you know, Dominic Kershaw always fails in the playoffs. And is he going to come around? You know, Santana, you know, yesterday said, I never won a game in Yankee Stadium, and he predicted, I'm going to win this game. This is my time. And he didn't even last, you know, two innings. So, you know, is it going to fail Kershaw? Is it going to fail the Dodgers? Is the heat from the Rockies and the Diamondbacks going to be able to overcome them? That's what's great about playoff baseball in October.
Yeah, and you mentioned the struggles of Kershaw in the postseason. Yu Darvish, who the Dodgers picked up, I mean, that was a huge splash right there at the right at the last minute of the trade deadline. It's not as if Darvish has a terrific track record in the postseason either, Bill. He has struggled in the past, too.
Well, I think that's what's going to happen here. Are they going to be able to change the luck, you know, and you know, the game is so much harder in the playoffs because, like we talked, pitch to pitch, inning to inning, run to run. And you saw the Twins yesterday. They bring in a reliever with bases loaded, young kid. He didn't even come close on four pitches and walks a runner. And you look at Molitor's face and you're shaking his head. And I know he's probably thinking, why did I bring this young kid in, you know? But it is. It's under the microscope. These guys come in off the mound. Instead of just relaxing, saying it's another game, they're already thinking of what the dynamics are. If I give up a hit, or if I, you know, give up a double, or I walk a guy, you know, and those are the negatives, and you got to get those negatives out of your head if you're going to succeed coming out of the bullpen, especially a young pitcher, you know, that's never been into the playoffs, and it just magnifies it so much more.
Bill, you've been there before as a big league pitcher yourself. Let me ask you, if we talk about the Cleveland Indians, a team that played just lights out baseball right towards the end of the season, and even after the streak came to an end, they still played very good baseball. How much of that matters now that we're in the postseason? And I guess that's a direct, you know, question that we can relate to the Dodgers as well, and them losing 16 out of 17 just a couple of weeks back. How much of that matters now that we're here in the postseason?
I just believe the confidence level with your teammates, knowing if you make an out, the next guy's going to pick you up. Same thing with a pitcher. If I give up a run, you know, you're going to come in and try to put a zero on the board. It's so much team play now. It's so much pick each other up. It's so much pat each other on the back. This is a team effort now. And Terry Francona, what a great leader he's been through all the teams he's managed. And that's one guy that's very low-key, you know, keeps the rah-rah speeches to himself in that clubhouse. There's nothing, you know, glamorous about Terry Francona as a manager, except that he's just, you know, he studies hard. He knows parameters of the game. He's one step ahead. And when you get a manager that's been to the playoffs, and I look at Dusty Baker also, who's failed in the playoffs, you know, you start looking at all these managers that are leading their team to that championship. Bud Black, you know, Torrey Lovello. These two guys have never been there, and they're supposed to be the leaders. So I look at a little more experience from the manager and a little more experience from the coaching staff to get those players on edge, to keep them, you know, on a positive note and not, you know, breaking a bat in a locker or you know, getting all upset, you know, when you make a run, give up a run. And that's what makes that leadership come about. The guy that's going to go put his arm around you and go, don't worry about it, you got another at bat. Don't worry about it, you got another inning. Those key words right there gives you that confidence what a manager's supposed to bring to your team in the playoffs.
Yeah, Bill, I know that you're friends with Dusty Baker, and again, this is such an interesting series as far as the Nationals and the Cubs go. I mean, I've told everyone that this is probably the series. Look, we get an NLCS matchup in the NLDS. That's how intriguing this one is for me, and I'll tell you, speaking of the Nationals, the one guy that I put a big emphasis on, and you can talk to this being a former pitcher, is Steven Strasburg. I think he's a huge story. Mm-hmm. Was not his dominant self throughout the season, especially down the stretch, but he's only played in one playoff game. I mean, is it fair to say that the majority of this series is going to rest on what Strasburg can set the tone with?
Yeah, you got to look at that whole pitching staff. You know, they bulked up their bullpen and picked up a couple real good pitchers. Doolittle has just been outstanding for him. And then you look at Scherzer, who kind of tweaked his hamstring his last start, and he said he's fine. But I think it weighs on the pitching. You know, we always talk about how you win World Series, and I really believe it's pitching and defense, and you're not giving that other team an extra out, or you make an error, and you're throwing error, and you move people up. It's those little mistakes that are going to hamper the losing team. And if you look at it, yesterday Minnesota did the same thing, a couple misplayed balls, and next thing you know, you walk a run in. Those are added attention to the home team, and Yankees just dominated yesterday. I thought the Yankees came right back after that 3-0 lead and took it right to them. And I think that has a lot of with the Girardi and the coaching staff. Never put your head down. Keep going forward. You say, you know, Washington Nationals, I say they have to perform to their top level. And you look at Harper and Bryce Harper. Here it is on stage again. And he's going to be that guy everybody's going to be looking at.
Yeah, right. I mean, if he's going to be the first $400 million man, I mean, this is the perfect opportunity to show it. On top of that, though, Max Scherzer's hamstring, Steven Strasburg's injury history, Gio Gonzalez has not looked good the last few outings. But I tell you, I would love to see Dusty Baker get over the hump. It's time, right?
Yeah, and you know, I read an article where they said they're not going to discuss the future of Dusty Baker till after the season, and now after the playoffs, they haven't really given him thumbs up yet. And to me, I just shake my head on stuff like that. I know Dusty's getting up in age. I do believe he's 67, 68, something like that. But he's showing the leadership that that team needed. He took a contract that was supposed to be given to Bud Black, and Bud Black vetoed it, and he took it and ran with it, and he changed that culture of that clubhouse. He changed how they approached the game. That's the Dusty that I know, even back when he was a player with the Dodgers. He's that type leader. He's gonna put his arm around you and say, go get him. I believe in you. And that's what you want in a leader. That's what you want in that confidence factor, to show that leader that I'm going to show you that I can do this. And that team needs to do that. And there's a few guys that need to show up in this series against the Cubs and play well for them. And I really believe if Dusty Baker wins the World Series, I think he should be a Hall of Fame manager.
I agree with you. I think the proof is definitely in the pudding. With that being said, Bill, before I let you go, I got to get your prediction. I'm not going to quite ask you who's going to the World Series yet, but who do you see matching up against who in the AL and the NLCS?
Well, I'm going to go National League, and I'm going to throw you a curveball. I'm going to go with Washington and Arizona. I just think Arizona's got some pieces that can push forward. Their offense in the month of September, they're dialed in. J.D. Martinez is just a huge factor for them in the middle, and how many home runs he hit for them in key points, and he gives Goldschmidt a chance to breathe in front of him. I just like Arizona, and I think Arizona has the power and the punch to beat the Dodgers. Now, when you go against Washington and the Cubs, I just think Washington will outplay the Cubs. I really do. So those two I'm looking for in the championship series. On the other end, I'm looking at Cleveland going pretty much all the way. I just don't know if Houston and Boston have enough to overcome Cleveland. I'd like to go with Boston. My buddy Chili Davis, the hitting coach over there, and I got to go with the Red Sox. And that would be a pretty good series, Cleveland and the Red Sox. So those are my four. And then I'll get you on the phone again as we get closer, and we'll predict World Series winners.
That sounds awesome, Bill. Also, let the listeners know where they can find more of your work.
Yeah, at Lasky19 on Twitter. I'm tweeting out stuff here and there. And I want to ask you, before you go, I want to hear what you predicted in here.
And I agree with you on the American League side of things. I'm going to go ahead and go with Cleveland and Boston. I love the idea of Terry Francona going up against the Red Sox. I mean, that's drama that you can't make up. On the National League side, I'm going to go complete opposite. I'm going to take the Cubs and the Dodgers. I think we get a rematch of last year's NLCS.
No, that's great. I mean, you know what? I can't say no to it, because every one of those series would be cool to watch. And just like yesterday, making sure I saw that Yankee-Minnesota game, and I sat down after the first inning, and I'm shaking my head going, is this the playoffs or what? It's 3-3 already.
Yeah.
So you never know, and that's what's great about October baseball and looking forward to it, and I know you do. And thank you again for including me on your radio show, and I hope your guests love to listen to you and I talk baseball.
Wow, I definitely love talking baseball with you, Bill. So again, thank you very much, and we'll do it again soon.
Excellent. Have a good time watching October baseball.
You too, Bill. We'll talk again soon.
All right, thank you.
Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher, joining us here on Drive Time Sports to break down the Major League Baseball playoffs. We're going to pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. We'll return, put the final touches on this edition of the show.